From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board is scheduled to meet this month to come up with a long-range plan it could recommend to the State Department of Transportation. The board has been talking about the plan for weeks. At its last meeting on August 26th, members discussed maintaining year-round service as one of its priorities. Part of that would include replacing old ferries and maintaining a modern fleet. Here's board member Keith Hilliard, captain of the Matanuska Ferry.
I think that part of long-range plan is that no vessel should ever get above 40 to 50 years old. It gets too cost expensive to maintain.
Board member Ed Page, who is a former U.S. Coast Guard captain, said he could support 20 years as a cap, but he said the board might not want to include specific vessel lifespans at all in the long-range plan.
The technology is pretty quickly changing, and I'd be surprised if all vessels are operated on diesel fuel in the next 20 years. I think that you may start seeing more of this ammonia or some other alternatives or hybrid systems. I'm not sure what they are, but I doubt that too many vessels are operating the way they are today or operating that same way in 40 years from now.
Board Vice Chair Juanita Ayers of Anchorage said the plan should include an asset maintenance and replacement schedule. She said they can't predict every problem, but the goal should be for no unplanned downtime for the vessels. Ayers said she wanted the long-range plan to be forward-thinking and focus on positive ways the Alaska Marine Highway System can improve. She didn't want to get stuck on the past problems, like inconsistent service. However, those problems are very real to Alaskans.
I can tell you that there are a lot of people, a lot of communities who feel that promises have been made with regard to the Alaska Marine Highway System, that they believe those promises have been broken, and it runs very deep. It runs so deep that it's just, to me, it's not productive use of time to just explore those old wounds.
Besides a long-range plan, the board is also tasked with coming up with more immediate solutions in a short-term plan. Board members agreed that in order to do that, they need to identify their long-range goals first. Hopefully it won't take too long, said Hilliard, because there are immediate concerns. The ferry system needs to keep business and revenue coming in.
I think that the ferry system is in a very dire, dire straits right now at the moment. And I'm fine with focusing on the long term, but it's to get back to the short term.
The state DOT plans to put out a proposal to contract a consultant to facilitate a long-range plan. The consultant would organize meetings for that goal and ultimately draw up the plan. The state hopes to have a consultant in place by November, according to officials at the operating board's meeting. The Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board was created by the legislature last year and has been meeting every 2 weeks since February. It's made up of 9 members from DOT, the Marine Highway Service, and the public. The board's next meeting is scheduled for September 9th, but they have not decided if it will be in person or online. The state reported 51 cases of COVID-19 in Juneau from the last week among residents and visitors to town. That's a dip from recent weeks, which have had case counts in the 80s. The count doesn't include positive results from home tests. There were almost 1,400 cases reported across the state. That includes close to 500 non-resident cases. More than half of those were identified on vessels at sea related to tourism. Statewide, 62 people with COVID-19 are in the hospital and 2 are on ventilators. COVID-19 vaccinations are available for anyone 6 months old or older. Updated boosters designed to protect against Omicron variants, as well as the original strain of COVID-19, are now available. Anyone 12 and older is eligible if they haven't received a dose of any COVID vaccine in the past 2 months. In Juneau, call 907-586-6000 or go to juneau.org/vaccine to make an appointment. Former Alaska lawmaker Victor Coring has died in a vehicle crash. Coring was among those caught up in a corruption scandal that roiled the state legislature more than 15 years ago. Alaska State Troopers say the 64-year-old from Wasilla was driving a van that collided head-on with a semi-truck, quote, after crossing the center line for unknown reasons, end quote, on the Glen Highway north of Palmer on Tuesday evening. A trooper spokesperson says the driver of the truck was not injured, but did not immediately have more information to provide around circumstances surrounding the collision. An autopsy was planned. Former Bethel legislator Mary Peltola has won election to the U.S. House of Representatives to fill the remainder of Don Young's term. Peltola, who is Yupik, will be the first Alaska Native person to serve in Congress and the first woman to serve as Alaska's U.S. representative. Peltola's a Democrat and beat Republican Sarah Palin by 3 percentage points to win the seat. KYUK's Nina Kravinsky spoke with Peltola by phone shortly after the election results were announced on Wednesday. Peltola begins a conversation referring to her predecessor, Don Young.
He has a tremendous legacy, and it will be a real challenge to fill his shoes, and I don't think anybody really could ever fill his shoes, but I'm going to try my hardest. And we have seen that his office has been closed for a number of months, and we want to open back up the congressional office in Alaska and make sure that constituent services are being addressed.
You received really huge support from communities in this region, over 68% of votes from the Bethel House District 38. In Cleveland, you received 93% of votes. What does it mean to you to get that amount of support from your home?
Well, it means the world to me to have the support of my friends and family and neighbors. They're the people who know me best. They know my work ethic. They know my commitment to really serve all people. And honestly, the support that I got from the community of Cuisluc is just very heartwarming, and it just means the world to me.
There are a lot of headlines, I'm sure you've been seeing them, announcing your win as the first Alaska Native elected to Congress and the first woman elected as the Alaska's sole U.S. representative. What do those firsts mean to you?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, and I just really want to reiterate that I want to follow in Don Young's footsteps of representing all Alaskans, regardless of ethnicity. I am Yupik. I'm very proud to be Yupik, but I'm a lot more than just my ethnicity, and I want to really share the values of our region of working together and working collaboratively and holding each other up. I want to hopefully really bring those values to Washington, D.C.
I want to talk about fishing now. Supporting subsistence fishing was a huge part of your campaign, has been a huge part of your campaign. You were in Bethel this past weekend. The river is closed to coho salmon fishing for the first time ever. What was that like for you?
Well, food security and the issues that we're facing in Western Alaska certainly was the leading reason that I wanted to run for the seat, to really elevate those issues and talk about the need for precautionary management and talking about the need for good management of our marine ecosystem and really the dependence that we have across Alaska on wild foods for our food security. And it was heartbreaking, and it's demoralizing to see the runs, the salmon runs, the depressed salmon stocks that we've been experiencing the last 13 years. And it's of great concern to me that now silvers are being restricted. This is the third species that we have had very severe restrictions put upon us. And I do think that it is time that the burden of conservation be extended to people far beyond our river systems. The burden of conservation needs to be shared in a much more equal fashion, and especially that burden needs to be shared with people who just have an economic interest in our salmon and in our marine resources. So that is an issue that's very close to my heart. It really, salmon and our dependence on salmon is a relationship that we've had for 12,000 years on the Kuskokwim River, and it's one that we do not want to lose. It really is our tie to the people who came before us, and it's really incumbent upon us to make sure that that resource is available for the generations that come after us.
You'll be Alaska's first congressional Democrat since 2014. How do you hope a bipartisan congressional delegation could benefit Alaska?
I think that it's very important that Alaska have a bipartisan delegation. Alaskans run the spectrum on the political front. I mean, we've got a lot of nonpartisan, independent, and Democratic folks in Alaska and libertarians, and everybody needs representation in Alaska, and I'm very happy to see a bipartisan delegation. And I don't think that in any way is a handicap. I think it's a tremendous asset, and I have very good working relationships with both Senator Murkowski and Senator Sullivan, and I'm really looking forward to working with them and partnering with them to to accomplish a lot of things that Alaska needs accomplished.
I'm curious what happens next. When do you head to D.C.?
I cannot answer that right now. I've really been trying to keep one foot in front of the other and take each day one at a time. I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I'm a pretty superstitious person, and I did not want to jinx anything by having, you know, an idea of what was going to happen. This thing really could have gone either way, and so I'm just I'll be learning right along with a lot of other Alaskans what the next steps will be.
Well, anything else that you want to add? Anything you want to tell the hometown KYUK listeners?
Well, I'm just really thankful to my mom. I'm thankful to my mom's husband, Pete Williams. I'm grateful to my kids and my family and my husband and Gene Peltola Sr. and Irma Peltola, Anna Hoffman. You know, I could just go on and on. I'm very, very grateful to all of my family and friends and neighbors. And a shout out to my Gwichlik relatives. And I'm just looking forward to continuing on the campaign trail. This is a victory for the short seat, but we all have the long seat in our sights. And we're looking at November and wanting to build on the momentum that we've gained. And I'm just looking forward to continuing to reach out to Alaskans.
That was KYUK's Nina Kravinsky speaking with Mary Peltola. And that is it for the KTOO News Update for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.